for 5 minutes, maybe 8 minutes. Okay, Monday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shir. We're going to fulfill what we said in the Dvar Halacha, that the groups in the shul should learn Hilchos Pesach. So we're going to learn Hilchos Pesach. Maybe we should learn Hilchos Chol HaMoed, I was thinking. Nobody knows Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Okay, we don't have a quota here, but we're going to learn anyway for 5 minutes, because we're learning for 5 minutes anyway. What?
This year didn't start with Pesach yet?
Right now we're doing it. We're starting.
What siman is that?
What?
What siman is that?
In Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it starts with Kuf Zayin. Yeah, hi. So, no. What time do you have on your watch? Good. So I'm going to, if it's okay with you, you made the office, I'm taking you up on it. I'm going to go outside 9:26. That's in 9 minutes. The other side, across from the shul. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it greatly. Bye. Okay, so Siman Kuf Zayin is Kol Chodesh Nisan Einoy Mim Tachanun. Below Tzidu Kadin. That's a spadim. You say Tzidu Kadin. Einoy Mim Tzidkos Chobish Abbas B'mincha. Okay, the whole month has a certain festive air. Noigim Rosh Chodesh Veilech Likos B'chol Yom Parshas Hanasi Shikr Bo Bayom. I don't know if people do it. People do it, and they do it from a chumash after davening. I think Aaron doesn't do it. I don't know why. The Mishavur says to do it. In some shuls, I know they actually take out a Sefer Torah and they read from it after davening. If you read the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like every individual should do it from a chumash. You just do it. They say on the bottom to do it from a chumash. Oh no, they say the minig is to do it from a chumash. Okay. Uvyom Yud Gimel Karim Parshas Baloyischad Kinosa Amenorah. That's the Shevet Levi. Then it comes Erev Pesach. You know, Ein Masanim Bo. You don't fast in Nisan, which includes Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that's why there's no Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So Ein Masanim Bo Afilu Tainas Yahrzeit. Right? People fast on the Yahrzeit. I don't know if they do anymore, but I don't know if they think they're supposed to. It's brought down the Shulchan Aruch as a time to fast, but not if it's in Nisan. Avo Tainas Chalom Masanim, Tainas Chalom you fast even on Shabbos. Achoo! That's like a famous tainus. Which nowadays, I don't know if they do. They always go to a seer. They're afraid of get drunk at night if they drink the wine on an empty stomach. That's like almost counterintuitive. Generally, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nissan is an exception because that's the day that maybe there's an Inyan to fast. Not the Benaviu died. So if you're fasting, you can even fast even on Rosh Chodesh Nissan because it's a Tainus Sadikim. Tainus Sadikim means your average person is not going to fast on that day.
Why is it a 550
on Tainus Zohar?
What?
Got the other
MP3. Oh, you mean tonight? No, on Monday night. Okay, so I'll leave this here on the table. I hope it doesn't get lost. I need it back tomorrow night. Can you tell someone? It says on the back rounds. Okay, well, I'm leaving, so I have to go to the Vart or whatever it's called.
Why is it a chag
if
the end of
it's
over, the last part of
Nisan? Because Yotzer Rov HaChodesh, that's the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, that's the lashon from Chazal, that Yotzer Rov HaChodesh Bekedusha, because 21 days were days of festive closeness to Hashem. So that's most of the month already, so the whole month already also. Okay. The irony is that if you're fasting, then you can do it even on Rosh Chodesh, like the Chasam Kala, do fast. Shabbos HaGodol L'mincha Noigin Sheinomim Baruch Hinafshi. You already stopped saying Baruch Hinafshi. That's not a problem for most people who haven't been saying it anyway. We don't do anything. We took all the bad minhagim of the yeshivas. It's not bad. Yeshivas, there was a certain tekufa which yeshivas stopped doing what they considered non-essential things, because they held, the Gdolim held, the Rosh Yeshivas held, they had a focus on Torah, on learning. They had to be mechazik. It was very shvach, it was very weak. So that's when we dropped Tikkun Chatzos. That's when Klal Yisrael dropped Tikkun Chatzos, and it started the Mincha Hecha Kedusha, and stopped saying things like Baruch Hinafshi. Like, but of course there was more of an emphasis, maybe call it on learning. But nowadays we do both. Yeah. Probably that's when Bahab also started becoming less common. Certainly Tikkun Chatzos became less common. Every once in a while someone comes over to me and says, I want to organize Tikkun Chatzos. I say, Kol HaKavod, that's wonderful. And then that's the last I hear of it. Levi, so what's special about Shabbos HaGadol that you read the Haggadah? Levi Shabbos HaGadol, he says, Chol HaSagula. In some sense. Why in some sense? Because really the Makkos, 6 months before they stopped working. So you can call that Aschalas HaGula. You can call a lot of things Aschalas HaGula. But I guess the Etzem Yitzia, where they were free, when they did this, like in your face to the Mitzriim, and B'nais, the Mitzriim just had to let them do it. So, okay, Fishab Shabbos HaGadol is Aschalas HaGula V'Hanisa. This year Shabbos HaGadol is like a whole week before Pesach. Okay, that was Kuf Zayin. Now we're going to start Kuf Ches for just a minute. B'li Nedem. K'siv U'Shmartem Es HaMatzos. This is a special din. So again, a lot of people just buy matzos in the store. Shmura matzos. What does it mean, Shmura matzah? Mikan shetzvichen lishmur asachit no l'shem matzos mitzvah shlo yovol aleihem mayim. Well, obviously at some point it's going to get mayim. It means in a way that it will become chametz. The wheat kernels won't get mayim on them. Let's go matzah shmur. Now there's different levels of shmura. If shmura mishas ketzim. Shmura, but the idea of shmura is that you have to, it's not enough if it is grand and not chametz. But enough. You're not yoytzer the mitzvah if it happens not to be chametz. If it's matzah, not chametz. You have to have a shmira l'shem matzah. Ushmartem is a matzah, is a posuk. So you have to have a shmira. There was someone had in mind to guard it, that it not become chametz. Now, you have shmira mishas katsira, from when it's cut. That's when it could theoretically become chametz. It won't become chametz b'mechuber, even though really, theoretically, it could become chametz b'mechuber if it's fully grown already and it rains on it. That's a big issue. But we talk about shmura, but that's part of shmura mishas katsira, from when it's no longer mechuber to the ground. Now, there's no water around, but that's one sheet and we've shown him that you need shmira mishas katsira, from when it could theoretically become chametz. Then you have shmira mishas tchina, when it's more likely that there's water around, especially if they used a windmill, a water mill, right? It's a grind. And then you have shmira mishas lisha, which is the absolute necessity, because then there's mamish water around. There's water.